with the news. A Norwich charity shop worker is to take to the stage as a pantomime villain. A Norfolk charity has raised more than £300,000 over the past decade for the Benjamin Foundation. And a family-run restaurant are upset by a group of women fleeing without paying their bill.
Kenny Moore, sales supervisor at East Anglia's Children's Hospices shop in Unthank Road, Norwich, will star in the Theatre Royal's production of Cinderella. He will play one of the Wicked Sisters alongside Coronation Street's Georgia May Foote, EastEnders' Danny Hatchard and Hollyoaks' Joe Tricini. Mr. Moore said, "I'm so excited, and as an actor, I don't think it gets better than playing Panto in your home city. Several shows have sold out already, and it's incredible to think we'll be performing to thousands of people across the festive period." The 57-year-old charity shop worker landed the part within a fortnight of joining Each. He has been given the green light to take unpaid leave from mid-November until after the last performance on January the 4th. Mr. Moore said, "I thought I'd have had a big decision to make, but everyone at Each has been so incredibly kind and supportive. As I was new, it would have been easy to say, 'Tough, you've got to choose.' Instead, everyone has been right behind me, and I'm incredibly grateful because they've recognised what an opportunity this is. I've been acting and dancing my entire life, but am now in the latter stages of my showbiz career, so this is important." Mr. Moore has been dancing since he was 8 and first appeared in a production of Snow White in Cromer as a 10-year-old.
A Drayton firm has marked its 40th anniversary by welcoming the third generation of the family into the business. Anglian Insulations Limited was established in 1985 by Barry and Judith Hipperson, specialising in cavity wall and loft insulation. The business is now under the leadership of directors Paul and Stephen Hipperson, Barry's son and brother, respectively. Now the company is celebrating 4 decades in business by beginning a new chapter, appointing Matthew Hipperson, Paul's son, as financial director. Anglian Insulation offers a range of insulation and energy efficiency solutions for both domestic and commercial clients. While co-founder Barry Hipperson passed away a few years ago, his vision and dedication remain at the core of the company's values today. "We've always believed in doing things properly, honest advice, quality work, and a friendly family-run service," managing director Paul Hipperson said. "That's what kept our customers coming back for 40 years. With Matthew now stepping into a leadership role, we're excited to see how the business will continue to evolve for the future."
A Norfolk charity has raised more than £300,000 over the past decade through its annual Sleep Out event, which returns next month. The Benjamin Foundation's Sleep Out invites members of the public to spend a night outdoors at Norwich Cathedral to raise awareness and funds for young people at risk of homelessness. Now in its 10th year, the event has become a cornerstone of the charity's fundraising efforts, supporting its housing work with 16 to 30-year-olds across Norfolk and Suffolk. The Benjamin Foundation also provides move-on housing and tenancy support, helping young people secure deposits and develop the skills needed to live independently. Last year, its rent deposit scheme supported 72 young people. This year's Sleep Out takes place on Friday, November the 7th at Norwich Cathedral. Spaces are still available.
Leftover materials recovered from the dead during the cremation process have gone on to help poorly children and their families. St Faith Crematorium at Horsham St Faith has donated £5,000 to East Anglian Children's Hospice, Each, based at the Nook in Norwich. The crematorium and memorial group, operators of the crematorium and part of Dignity PLC, was able to make the donation to Each due to its participation in a nationwide metal recycling scheme. The scheme sees metals that have been recovered from the deceased during the cremation process recycled with the express consent of bereaved families. Materials can include metal hips and joints, and all profits are donated to charity. Erin Henry, corporate fundraiser at each, said, "Donations like these help us to provide lifelong care and support for more families. We aim to provide the best quality of life for babies, children and young people in our hospices and also in the family home, virtually or in the wider community."
The owner of a family-run restaurant has spoken out after a group left without paying a £312 bill, which included steaks, clams, cocktails and 11 Baileys. The four women dined at Cheers in Surrey Street, Norwich. Andrea Marino, who owns the business with her husband Jose, said they arrived without a reservation and had two young children in tow. Police issued CCTV images of four women they would like to speak to in connection with the theft. A spokeswoman for the force has confirmed inquiries are ongoing.